This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you have health coverage at work, it's supposed to cover behavioral health issues, including mental health, the same way it covers anything else. It's been the law of the land since 2008. No extra hurdles or pre-authorizations or stipulations if those aren't also part of the regular coverage. Now, Congress asked the Labor Department to survey providers recently, and Marketplace got a look at what it found, which were many deficiencies and not a lot of providers giving the government the information requested. Though in some cases, providers fixed the deficiencies when the government said, hey, I spoke to the U.S. Secretary of Labor, Marty Walsh, about this new checkup on parity for mental health and behavioral health coverage.
Thank you for having me today.
What are you seeing here with this data? Are employers still not on board making behavioral health just as covered as anything else?
Well, certainly the report outlines the department's effort to interpret, implement, and enforce the amendments in this law made by the CCA. The report also includes information that suggests there's a failure by health plans and health insurance to deliver parity for mental health, substance use disorder, to those people they cover. And it highlights the department's recent emphasis on the greater parity enforcement to correct those failures. So, yes, the answer is it's not working the way it needs to.
Now, your people researching this had to turn some of these parity reports back to the providers because, what, the reports weren't up to snuff or the coverage that they were describing wasn't up to snuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, EPSA issued approximately about 156 letters to the plans and insurers requesting required analysis. None of the analysis reviewed to date have contained sufficient enough information upon the initial receipt. So in response to these initial requests, we've issued a 30 letters finding 48 initial determinations of noncompliance during the period covered by this report. So that's where we are today.
And in some cases, when the health plans didn't show parity and your people went back to the providers, some of the providers fixed the problems?
Yes. Right now, I think between May and November of 2021, CMS issued 15 letters requesting the required analysis. CMS so far has issued 15 letters finding 16 initial determinations of noncompliance. So we're still working to get the information. I mean, at the end of the day, these benefits should be covered. I spent my time prior to being the Secretary of Labor from 1997 to 2014. I was a state representative legislator in Massachusetts. And one of the issues, the main issues I worked on as a legislator is mental health substance use parity laws in Massachusetts. We have, tens of thousands of people in our country that are struggling. And right now with the pandemic, probably more than that, and not having adequate coverage, but better than adequate coverage, is really really disappointing and quite honestly, very dangerous for people in our country.
Yeah. Now, Congress asked for this report from the Labor Department. You're going to send it over. But is there much you can do when you find that behavioral health coverage is getting some kind of second-class status?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to continue to move forward. We're going to work on enforcement of this. We're working. I had a meeting yesterday on Sunday to talk about the parity law and to make sure that we enforce it. I had another meeting this morning talking about the law, not preparing for this interview, but talking about the law and how we enforce it. And we're going to use every tool that we have under the ability that Congress gave us, and also with HHS to enforce this and push this law forward. And not just push this law, push this coverage forward, quite honestly. The law is there. Now it's the coverage that we need.
I mean, do you think you need more enforcement powers? I know Congress would have to give it to you.
Yeah, potentially. We're going to look and see what we need. But right now, I mean, even the basic, what we have, I don't want to describe it as basic, but what the abilities we have right now, insurance companies and employers should be doing better with this than they are today. For companies and insurers, it's their ratepayers and their employees that need this coverage and their families. So we need to make sure that they cover it. I mean, this has been an ongoing conversation in our country for a long time, mental health parity. And, there are challenges that we have to address aside from being covered. But this needs to be a priority for insurance companies.
Yeah, I mean, one of those challenges is that people with coverage, the ones who do have coverage, have trouble finding providers, psychologists and other mental health professionals. There just isn't enough of them out there. You can imagine some companies would, if they're acting in good faith, might still have trouble finding the people for in-network coverage so that they can show parity.
The one thing that's happening here, though, the Biden-Harris administration is certainly committed to addressing the needs that for more mental health care professionals. There's no question about that this industry has not had, I don't think, the support that it's needed in the past. But historic investments are being made to better support critical workforces, and this is one of the critical workforces. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan and the Provider Relief Fund, we're working to strengthen mental health care workforce by investing strategies to a couple things. One, build a pipeline of healthcare professionals. Second, engage students early through their careers, create development with scholarship programs. Also looking at funding postgraduate residency training for healthcare professionals. That's something that's important opportunities. And also looking at loan repayment programs. So all of these pieces are, President Biden and Vice President Harris have laid down that foundation about a year ago now, last January, or it passed March. But last year when it passed in this, and we're working to make sure that this pipeline is there. And then we're also going to have to, I think, be real intentional about working with hospitals. There's also lack of, I come from Boston, and there's quite honestly a lack of beds in a lot of the facilities around the country. And for adolescent care as well, there's even fewer beds.
Back to this core parity thing. I mean, you come in as Secretary of Labor. The law's been on the books for 14 years. You must be saying to yourself, are they still trying to fix this?
Well, yeah, I think it's about that. And then I'm not sure where the priority was made. But certainly when the president asked me to be Secretary of Labor, prior to that, I was being vetted, and I was looking through the Department of Labor's website. And if you look at the website, the second last bullet point was mental health parity. And for me, it's a priority for me because I've done this work for a long time. I'm somebody that's in long-term recovery. And I also understand the importance of having mental health parity and substance use parity for people in America. It's a priority of mine now. And that's why, and I'm also with HHS working with Secretary Becerra, we're making sure that this is going to continue to be a priority here. Because, aside from the fact that we're seeing, I think the numbers 1 in 3 Americans have some sort of potential issue because of COVID. We need to make sure people are covered. When I say covered to get the health they deserve, not just simply covered. I mean, a lot of insurance will say, they're covered. We have it in our documents that it's part of the portfolio. It's more than covered. It's actually getting good, strong care that people deserve too.
All right. Marty Walsh, U.S. Secretary of Labor. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.